Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And I am happy to be here, and I am happy that you are here and that you've tuned in for another episode, and I'm excited to share some things with you. I want to talk to you today about protection and feeling protected. And I know sometimes as we travel in and around and through the world, we have fears that set in and we don't always feel protected. And so I want to talk to you today about that. And of course, I want to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it's about protection. I am divinely protected from within. If I ever find myself feeling alone or afraid, I pause, center myself, and feel the all-powerful presence of God emulating into the world from the core of who I am. If I find myself struggling to cope with what is happening in my life or in the world, I bring my attention to the oneness of God. I breathe slowly and deeply as I remind myself that there is no circumstance greater than God. I am made in the image and likeness of God. Grounded in that awareness, I affirm, whatever life has brought me to, I have faith that I am strong, ready, willing, and able to face any challenge. Shifting my thoughts and feelings to the divine presence within, I feel protected as I relax into the enduring reality of the presence and power of God. And so it is. Whew. Gotta take a deep breath on that one, right? Didn't that just fill your soul? Because you know that the truth is in those words. You are always divinely protected. You are always in the hands of God, even and especially when you don't feel that you are. I want to share something that's happening in our family. We have a member who has experienced some health challenges, lots of setbacks. You know, it's like the domino effect. You know how you hit that one domino and they all go flying down, right? Well, you know, that happens in life too. Dominoes is a analogy for real life, because you know that can be your finances, that can be your health, that can be your love life, right? Just one little thing and it just goes whoop, everything goes downhill. Well, that was happening to a family member, and he was experiencing health challenges in this area, and it was just one thing after another thing after another thing. It's like he couldn't catch his breath before the next one came knocking back down. And what he did was he closed himself off. He wouldn't receive anybody's calls. He didn't want to talk to anybody. He didn't want to come out of his house. You know, he just really shut himself off. And we started to worry about him. You know, we started to really worry, and we kept reaching out and kept reaching out. So the long short of this story is that he did finally reach back. And when he did, we found out that he basically was taking himself through a mental hell, you know? He was having his own personal private pity party, right? Whoa, it's me. Why did this happen to me? What's going on? Why me? What's why? What? Why? What? You know, You've had those pity parties before. I think we've all had those pity parties, right? That's kind of the part of that human nature that can come up and go, oh, right? The problem with those pity parties is you go down a rabbit hole, and it's a negative, deep, dark rabbit hole. And when you start mentally going down that rabbit hole, you forget that you are made in the image and likeness of God, and that you forget that you need to center your thoughts on what it is you want, not what you don't want. Because that's what pity parties are. Pity parties are parties for what we really don't want. You know, oh, my foot hurts, my leg, my back, my bank account is empty, I lost my job, oh, the car won't start, the kids are failing in school. That's the pity party for what you don't want, right? Thank God that you still have a house, that you still can put some gas in the car, that you still can go and buy a loaf of bread. Focus on what it is you do want and thank God for that, right? Try not to take yourself down into that pity party happy haven of, oh, when's it ever going to get better? It's never going to get better. Not when you have that attitude, it's never going to get better. You're going to always stay in that rabbit hole because that's all you see, because that's all you're choosing to see. See, the one thing you have to remember is that we have choice, free will, right? With free will comes choice. And no one can take that from you. That's God's gift to you. The choice to choose what it is you want to center your mind on, your thoughts on. And so when we talked to him, he realized, he finally snapped out of it and realized, whoa, this is not good. I'm going down this rabbit hole and I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. I don't want to think negative thoughts. I don't want to feel sorry for myself, you know? And so he had to pull himself back out of that. And we were so happy and so grateful that he remembered his lessons of truth, because that's the truth. The truth is that God is always with you. He's always with you. He's there when your bank account is low. He's there when your car won't start. He's there when your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, partner leaves you. He's there when the job says we're moving all of our operations to another country and thanks. He's there. He's there, but we choose not to focus on him. We choose to shift and say, oh, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? Go back to God. Send your thoughts back to God. Thank him for all the things that he has in your life right now that are good. Because I guarantee you, if you stop looking at the bad and the negative, you can find the good because it's there. It's there. It's a part of your life. So know that you are always protected from within. Know that when you give your thoughts over to fear, that fear becomes your new master. Did you hear that? When you give your thoughts over to fear, fear will become your new master. And fear is a really tough, tough, tough master. So whatever your situation is right now, whether it's health, whether it's financial, whether it's personal, whether it's in your corporate life, your job, your aspirations for careers, know and understand that you need to center your mind on the good that is God, that is always present in your life. And so until we meet next time, I wish you nothing but blessings.